Lacrosse City planner Larry Kurtz says it's the first time in 14 years he's had queries about changing single-family homes to duplexes to accommodate an aging parent or caretaker. But single-family residential zoning doesn't easily accommodate the change. Kurtz says the city wants to preserve single-family neighborhoods, so there has to be a way to make sure the homes convert back to single-family when a duplex is no longer needed. He says conditional use may be the way to assure a neighborhood remains intact in the future.
The need may be out there, but what we didn't want to do is create a situation where in a single-family home or a single-family neighborhood that once that person then decides to sell their house, they're now trying to sell a duplex. So the conditional use permit, I think, allows them to come forward, ask the city council, hey, can we convert our house to create a second, to create an apartment for a family member or a caretaker?
Kurt says his first request was from someone with a disability who needs separate quarters in his home for a live-in caretaker. While he was working on that, he received another similar request. A spokesman with the American Association for Retired Persons says zoning rules are becoming more of an issue as people age and need care but want to stay in their homes. James Flaherty says it's important to preserve single-family neighborhoods, but ways are needed to accommodate the elderly and disabled. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.